brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with wide open telephones. Coming up in the next hour, we are joined by Gerald Celente. I'm going to break down some of the reviews we're getting as well for Fall of the Republic. Let's go ahead and talk to Heather in Indiana. Heather, thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. We'd hold all day to get on your show. We started watching the Fall of the Republic this morning, so we are almost halfway into it, and we want to congratulate you, and we absolutely love it. And we've got our stack of DVDs waiting to burn it and pass it all out, but we had to turn it off so I could get on and call you real quick. My aunt is 53 years old, and in 76, she had a swine flu shot. She was 19 and was okay for 2 weeks until she woke up paralyzed and has had 60-plus brain surgeries. She has the Guillain-Barré syndrome. She has pseudotumor cerebri. Very, very sick woman. My family does not do flu shots. We don't do. We're done with vaccinations. We have four small children. I was living in a bubble for a long time. My husband would come home from work and pull up Prison Planet and InfoWars and, you got to sit down and watch this. You got to sit down and watch it. And I'm like, no, I kind of like not knowing what's going on. Until about 6 months ago, I really started getting into everything. And we are big, huge fans of you and support everything that you do. And my husband loves you and loves your show. And the government had tried to pay her off with $200,000 back in 76 and said, this will take care of your medical bills. We're done. You can't ever do anything.
Well, we've had different historians on. The government says thousands died, tens of thousands got sick. It's more like hundreds of thousands got sick, tens of thousands died, and it's now happening again. I mean, it's in AP, Fox, CNN, but just little blurbs about, oh, yeah, this woman was fine, now she's paralyzed, and they admit the vaccine did it, but it's still worth it to save the children. And what is it like for you to know that this happened to your family member, to know that it ruined her life, to know that it devastated her, and then to know that the New York Times and other major publications are saying that there's no mercury, no Guillain-Barré, no diseases, no infertility, no cancer risk, which is in the insert. I showed them again on TV yesterday. We post them. This is direct links to the government. And then, meanwhile, they'll just lie and say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, and all over the country. We've confirmed in California, Oregon, Texas, a bunch of Florida. We've been sent to local news articles where they're giving a fact sheet out to quell fears and misinformation to the parents and the children saying it's not true it has mercury. It's not true it can cause a neurological disorder. It's not true that it has adjuvants. It's not, and they are liars. And ladies and gentlemen, it's even hard for me to come to grips with the magnitude of that level of criminal lying. And then to hear a police officer earlier talk about how his commander is just like, ah, so what? It's just the New World Order. Don't you get it, folks? No matter how crazy or scary it sounds, it's true. They want to kill you. They're testing how many of us they can kill before we wake up. All of their testing and killing and bio and chemical attacking of us is only the beginning. It's only a test, a probe. Go ahead.
No, she had five miscarriages as well. Years later, after having this, she couldn't get pregnant. She was constantly having miscarriages.
It's in the insert. Totally ruins lives. Yeah. This is murder.
She has one daughter who is she just turned 18, and there isn't any other history. You know, I mean, because once. I don't know. The whole family, though, bottom line is we have our children are 8, almost 6, 4, and 2. And we did, before going to your websites and learning about all this, we were the stupid-ass parents who vaccinated our children, but been done. And we've signed the papers, and they're taken to school, and my two are in second grade and kindergarten, and I had to keep them home because they were doing vaccinations at the school. So I kept my kids home from school last week because I thought, you know, what if they just inject them anyway, regardless of what my paper says?
They do that.
They haven't been in school.
They do that. Heather, God bless you. Keep it up. More calls straight ahead.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. That was close. I'm always busy conducting business during the three-minute breaks and sometimes get in a bit late. I apologize. We're continuing with your phone calls. For those who just tuned in, Heather from Indiana called. And she was talking about one of her family members in 76 who was 19 years old, totally healthy, took the swine flu shot. She's had a bunch of brain surgery. She has Guillain-Barre's disorder. The government admits the vaccine did it to her. And that's the issue. Just this one microcosm illustrates everything. You have a CDC, Center for Disease Control. You have an FDA, a Food and Drug Administration, that are spending billions of dollars of paid-for government propaganda to tell you there's no mercury in the shots, to tell you it's not proven to cause neurological disorders in millions of people, that it's not proven that it can sterilize you or reduce your fertility and give you infertility, that there are live cancer viruses in every major vaccine that's been studied. Now, I've noticed a trend, and interviewing doctors and researchers, we have identified the vaccines that are particularly bad and that the United Nations has been caught in the third world adding pathogens to them. They've been caught doing it on purpose. Those vaccines are polio, tetanus, hepatitis, flu, and HIV vaccine trials. And there are different companies. There are a lot of smaller companies that don't have as bad a records with adding all this garbage to the vaccines. But the big mega corporations are all involved in eugenics. They're all on the record involved in population control. But it's not just about vaccines. This illustrates how big government and big media get together and lie and tell everybody it's the law. You've got to take the shot to be at work or be in school. Meanwhile, President Obama says, oh, you don't have to take the shot. We're just going to try to force you to take it. And if they will collude together to lie about something this big that they know maims and kills tens of thousands of people conservatively every year in the U.S., do you then not understand that they would stage a terror attack, especially when there are over 200 declassified examples of the criminal U.S. government staging terror attacks, and then hundreds of other examples of where they provocateur and go out and find mentally ill white supremacists, Muslims, you name it, to go out and stage terror attacks? These aren't just entrapment. They go out, find the groups, fund them, set them up. So, and then there are some real terror examples. What do you think Iran is going to do because the United States, Israel, and England have been staging scores of terror attacks a year for the last 7 years at least inside Iran? Last Sunday blew up a giant police station, killing a top general run by Jundullah, a group publicly funded by the U.S. government to stage the attacks. Iran has been playing it smart, not staging attacks back, knowing that that's the pretext the West wants to bomb that country into the Stone Age. But the issue is that Iran or some of their other hotheads that are in their government are probably going to blow up some airplanes. They're probably going to run a truck full of explosives into a Marine Corps barracks. The Iranians don't play games, and when they attack, it's going to be military bases. And they're probably going to blow up some U.S. military bases now because the United States blew up one of their military bases. It's absolutely horrible. I'll guarantee you the Marines and Army soldiers or sailors that are going to get blown up by Iranian suicide bombers, from their Islamic Guard, have no idea that the Pentagon is staging terror attacks in Iran. They're busy reading Playboy and watching football on the satellite and going out doing guard duty. And when that truck rolls through their gates and kills them, it'll all be over the news. Oh, my gosh, Iran did it. Now we've got to hit them. And then Iran's going to fire 12,000 sunburn missiles at our ships and our troops, and World War III is going to start. And that's exactly what the globalists want. Just like it's been declassified that MI5, MI6, formerly OSS, the Milner Group, Lord Milner on record, funded Hitler, funded German intelligence, funded the buildup of the fascist. British intelligence on record told the Germans, attack Poland, attack Czechoslovakia, attack the Russians. We're going to make a deal with you. We're going to help you take over the world. And the King of England, Heil Hitler, Edward VIII, it's all on record. Just like they're staging events now, just like they're attacking Iran, so Iran will strike back, just like the British killed the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of the Austrian Hungarian Empire to start World War I. And they went and killed the head of the Germanic nations and with a hand grenade and machine gun attack. And you better believe the Germans went absolutely ape and got World War I going. That killed tens of millions of soldiers total. That's what the British intelligence brain does. There is no one more cunning, no one more wicked, no one more evil. Are the British people bad? No. I'm part British. I mean, my name is Jones. I'm Welsh. It's a Welsh name. The issue is that this is what governments do. And no one is more wicked and cunning and abusive and evil than the people running our government. That's why they're on top. That's why they rule. Because they're the most evil. Are the Russians evil? Absolutely. Are the Iranians corrupt and evil? Their leadership? Absolutely. Is Muammar Gaddafi corrupt? Absolutely. That's the nature of power. That's history. That's what the founding fathers taught us. CW in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
It looks like Mr. Lindsey Williams is on the money about what he said earlier this week, because old Dick Cheney came out yesterday and had some harsh words for the Obama administration. So it looks like that's kind of gelling with what he's saying.
Well, I believe that Lindsey's telling the truth. I believe Lindsey does talk to this individual. His other prediction about oil to drop from 150 to below 50 happened for the year, like he said. But again, that's only one elitist, one perspective, one angle.
Yes, sir, you're right about that. Just want to tell you, to you and your staffers, bravo on the movie. I don't know if it's a knockout punch to the New World Order, but it's definitely the punch before the knockout punch. It's going to put a few cracks in the glass jaw.
Well, I mean, Paul Watson's headline is not saying this film is going to defeat the New World Order. His point is that it will be devastating to their system. Fall of the Republic devastates globalist agenda. The film itself, what that's saying is, if you watch it, you will fully understand their entire agenda. And it's made for the average person to be able to understand it as well. Obviously, there's some new information for everybody and riveting info with Alan Watt and countless others, John Perkins, Jesse Ventura, the list goes on and on. But if the people take this video and make tens of millions of copies of the DVDs, burning them at your homes, making copies and getting them out to people, it is the beginning of the knockout punch. I mean, look, people are waking up in droves right now. We can't underestimate the power of the people.
Yes, sir, you're right about that, and I think the establishment definitely knows it. But
well, that's why I'm on the White House enemies list. But briefly, give us your review of the film.
Well, honestly, sir, I hadn't seen it yet. I've been doing everything by mail, and I've totally detoxed from the Internet. But I've talked to some friends in our group and stuff, and they're saying, you know, smash it. And I trust their opinion just as yours and anyone else's who know this information. But I think a great area of attack and one that I focus on here in this area is local radio. And I've been fairly successful, like I've mentioned in the past, at it. And I'd just like to put a plea out to all info warriors to get together and call in at your local radio 2, 3, 4 at a time and fill up the call bank with people with knowledge, because it plays to the theater of the mind. And then if people start thinking, well, damn, you know, I don't know nothing about fluoride or this or that, because no matter what these talking heads are talking about, the microcosm issue they think so huge, if you really know your information and you've done your homework, you can spin it and show them how the New World Order is using that issue. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Jim in Missouri. You're on the air, Jim.
Hey, Alex. School is in session, and by that, I'm going to explain something to America. America needs to listen up, and this goes directly to the police departments, the Army, the House of Representatives, the Senate, the Congress, and directly to Obama. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That means I pledge allegiance, I promise to be true, to the flag that is the symbol of our country, of the United States of America. Each state has joined to make our country. And to the republic, a republic is a country where people choose others to make our laws for them. The government is of, by, and for the people, for which it stands. Flag means the country, one nation, a single country. Under God, the people believe in a supreme being, indivisible. Country cannot be split into parts.
All right, buddy, I appreciate your call. Eric, Cynthia, Gabby, Nikki, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details 7 must-own stocks, including a gold stock with 6-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Wealthy nation, a lot of power. Powerful interests wanted to control this country and use it as an engine of control on a planetary scale. That's now happened. And they're sucking us dry to fund their world government. Eric in Florida, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to let you know that I thought Fall of the Republic, I just watched it today, and it is absolutely incredible. It's one of the best movies that you've done thus far. I've liked just about everything that you've ever done. I first came into listening to you back in 05, and you've really opened my eyes to what's really going on with the government and the New World Order. And I wanted to commend you for that. I've been sounding the alarm here in Northwest Florida ever since. I am an Army veteran, a Desert Storm. I'm also an Oath Keeper and a 3%er, and I want you to know that you have a lot of people who are now mobilizing based on the information that you have brought to light. And I wanted to let you know we think the best of you, and please keep up the good work. It's very hard nowadays for people to get away from the corporate media and what they're spinning everything out to be, and actually being able to look at information that you can independently research for its validity. And that's how I came into listening to your show in the first place. I did exactly what you said to do, which is don't take my word for it, independently verify the facts, and I've done so. And I also liked the fact that in Fall of the Republic, the point was made that having the information is just the first step. If you don't do anything with that information, if you don't start preparing and start motivating yourself to resist the New World Order, having the knowledge doesn't do anything without the will to act upon it.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was a great point to make.
Well, there are so many corporate tricks in the media, but their biggest trick is fake fights. Fox News attacks CNN. CNN attacks Fox News, the White House comes out and attacks Limbaugh and Beck to make it look like they're actually threatened by them, and to make it look like, oh, well, if Obama's bad, Fox and Rush Limbaugh must be good, when the Republicans are only the party out of power, so they can now act like they're anti-New World Order. And of course, that doesn't mean all Republicans are bad or all Democrats are bad, but the leadership themselves are on the same page. And so they lay out this choice, like, are you going to be for the Cowboys or the Titans? Are you going to be for the Jaguars or are you going to be for the Seahawks? And then people just, well, I'll choose that. It's kind of like a trick that a used car salesman will say. Well, you got a choice. You can buy one of these three cars. And a lot of people in a mind game go ahead and buy one of the cars, not thinking, well, wait, I can go buy a car somewhere else. It's very simple little mind games that they play. But on the subject of Fall of the Republic, you no doubt found my show because people told you about it, whether it was on the internet or in person. Others will now find the radio show, find the films, because you are now going to pay it forward and tell them about it. Other people will make their own films, their own YouTube videos, their own radio shows, will be leaders in their own right in their area, and many hands make light work. Together, moving against the common enemy, the globalist, we are going to win this thing if we realize that we can win and have a manifesto that is our Constitution and Bill of Rights, a blueprint, a idea that we move together. Even though we're not communicating with each other across the nation every day, in every way, it's a idea that we're reaching for, and that idea is bulletproof. So it is up to you. I make the films. People support me so I can make them. That's symbiotic. But 99% of it is now in your hands. This is your film. Fall of the Republic belongs to you. That's why I make these films and then give them out to the public. And the people give us the seed money by buying the DVDs, by being PrisonPlanet.tv members. They get it first. They get the best quality. And then we carry the ball forward to others. And because the tyranny's coming in like a flood right now, people are really ready to listen. We have fertile fields. We have plenty of rain. We have sunshine. This, you know, the tyranny is actually generating growth in the Tree of Liberty. And so God bless you. I salute you, Eric, in Florida. Keep up the great work. And let's just intensify everything we are doing right now with Fall of the Republic. This is an information warfare weapon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Gerald Celente is coming up in T-minus 27 minutes. We're going to start simulcasting the radio show in living color via TV at PrisonPlanet.tv. You tell them, Bob Dylan, I can see the day coming when even your home garden's going to be against the law. Basically already happening. They want inspections of your neighborhood gardens to make sure you're not growing marijuana. You're guilty until proven innocent in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and other areas around the country. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid. From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed. 'Cause a man's gonna do what a man's gotta do. Oh yeah, it's sundown on the Union, the fall of the Republic. In fact, cue that up again, John. I want to go out a break and play about 2 minutes of that going out, because I guess that's our new anthem here. Unless we wake up, shake off the mind-numb daze, the mesmerized trance we're under, and get angry. When you finally look at the information, when you finally do research for yourself and you find out what's really going on, you're going to say, Alex Jones wasn't crazy. Alex Jones wasn't a hothead. I was reading a big report out of the London Guardian by a top anthropologist about how aggressive men used to be. how much stronger men were. We have been domesticated. I don't want to say we've been feminized, because women have always fought and been strong too. We've been domesticated. We've been castrated. We have been taught that we're supposed to talk like Mr. Rogers and be real soft and sit there like a bunch of children and have the government tell us what to do. No. We're supposed to grow some hair on our chest, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, 100 years ago, it was a sign of manhood to be bald. That meant you had a lot of testosterone. Women thought that looked good. Then Madison Avenue taught us that it was unnatural and bad, and that you know, they had to make us all feel inadequate about ourselves. It's all just a load of baloney. An absolute crock of propaganda, of cockamamie, of bunk. And I am not going to be a slave. I mean, all intents and purposes, the slave grid's all around me. But I'm mentally, psychologically, I know what I'm in. I'm aware of the battlefield. And all I do is study it. And I'm here to tell you, if you would just look under the rock and see what I've seen, then I wouldn't have to sit here and motivate you to take action. I desperately just want to reach people. I desperately want to warn people. I don't want to see people getting conned or getting manipulated. It's like if you saw your neighbor drive off from their parking lot and there was a trail of gasoline behind the car and you tell them about it and they laugh at you and then 2 days later their car blows up. You know, that's a true story. When I was in high school, went couple years in Dallas, couple years here. When I was a senior in high school, I was walking the dog, and a neighbor a couple doors down had a silver Super Beetle. I guess the last one they made in 1979. The reason I know is my parents had one at one time. And I saw him drive out, and I saw a trail, a little 3-centimeter-wide trail of gasoline. I reached over, touched it, smelled it, it was gasoline. I saw him that evening, and I said, your car's got a trail of gasoline behind it. And they started laughing at me. I went, oh, yeah, okay, thanks, kid. And it was a middle-aged yuppie. And I told him, because there's no way some kid could tell him this. And I said, no, seriously, sir, that could really catch your car on fire. So Super Beetle takes gasoline, regular gasoline, not diesel, extremely explosive. And about a month later, he comes up and apologizes to me and said, yeah, I was driving my daughter to school. It caught on fire and the whole car burned up. The fire department had to come. Blew up. Now, I'm not some genius, ladies and gentlemen. If I see a trail of gasoline like in a Looney Tunes Wile E. Coyote cartoon, a trail of gasoline, a trail, a solid trail of gasoline behind the rear engine car, I know that you're going to end up having your engine blow up. I mean, it's a 99% chance. If you drive the car long enough, it's going to blow up. And I know the vaccines are designed to brain damage you. When they overly brain damage you, when they do too good of a job, you get so brain damaged and paralyzed that it's then obvious. They don't want that. So they try to balance it. And that's in government documents. That's why you say the public's stupid and can't seem to understand. They're brain damaged. You know, we've gotten tours of the Austin Water Treatment Facility. We've gotten tours of it. Went and did an interview with them as well. We're going to put that in the upcoming film. And we got a tour with a local anti-fluoride action group. And there are quite a few companies, but I know it's less than 15 because we've done some research, but there are a handful of big companies that have toxic waste byproducts. And I know I talk about this all the time, but what else? What am I supposed to talk about here? This is the stuff that really matters. And if you look at the different companies, each company has a different mix. And it's whatever's coming out of their aluminum purification plant. It's whatever's coming out of their fertilizer production plant. You know where most fertilizer comes from? They mine limestone that has the chemicals in it that plants need. Or in the words of Idiocracy, it's got the electrolytes plants crave, Brondo. I'm joking. The point is that depending on the mix, it's between 150, and I'm being general here, people go nitpick and go, it was 156 in the Austin water supply. You said 150. Whatever. It's around 150 to over 300 different deadly chemicals they put in your water, and it's called fluoride. Oh, it's got sodium fluoride and several other variants of fluoride in it. And I've had the head of the EPA union on, who's a top PhD doctorate in toxicology, here on the show. We had him on about a year ago. We should get him back on. Forget his name. You can just Google head of EPA union says fluoridation deadly. 90% is another headline of EPA scientists write letter to their own department saying, please take it out of water. The point is that it's hundreds of chemicals, different mixes of mercury, lead, arsenic, and they go mine this limestone, and that's the byproduct that they don't put in the fertilizer. The fertilizer companies also have food crop fertilizer. They have food crop fertilizer that by law can't have these poisons in it, and they have lawn fertilizer. You want to learn what's in your water? Go to Home Depot or Lowe's or your hardware store and go read lawn fertilizer ingredients versus garden fertilizer. It will say on lawn fertilizer, do not put this on your garden. And it will list deadly chemicals and poisons that are in it. Do you hear the environmentalists not wanting that put on your yard? It's the toxic waste they're getting rid of. And you put it on your yard and it goes down the drain, it goes down the gutters into your water supplies. Now, the same stuff is dumped in your water. And you should have seen the facility in Austin where they put the chemicals in. The concrete's all eaten. This stuff eats through concrete. You're drinking that, and we know at 1 part per million, sodium fluoride brain damages and doubles your chance of bone cancer. Those are government's own numbers. But this isn't just sodium fluoride. It's a whole bunch of different types. And all these other poisons, and you are drinking it. Now, that is forced medication. But what really has been hitting me the last few days is what a coward and what a pathetic blob I am, and how conditioned I am, and how stupid I am, and how I'm not doing enough, and how I haven't gotten outraged enough to consciously see how outrageous it is, to really have it come home. How I've grown up in all of this and just accepted it. I know they're poisoning me by design. I have their own documents. I know what's in there. And that goes for everybody else in this country. There shouldn't be fluoride in the Austin water 1 week from now. It should be out now. Those bastards at the city councils that laugh at you while their children drink this stuff, while they drink it, even if you try to filter it, you still, in swimming pools or in your shower, you breathe it, it goes through your skin, it's the biggest organ in your body. Look, the point is, I'm going to talk more and more about this. They shouldn't be forcing us to take their vaccines. We shouldn't be putting up with the establishment telling us we've got to have this stuff in our water. I mean, it's over, bastards. Do you understand? Get angry, ladies and gentlemen. All of you listening, go to your city council every week. It's worth it. You'll save thousands of people in your town from brain damage and cancer. And say, listen, you little bastards. You can get the local water department's own list of what's in it. And say, here's 150 or here's 270, you know, whatever the case is with your town, with whatever crap they're buying. Get it out of my water right now, you bastards. If you caught me in your house, let's say you kept a water jug in the refrigerator like a lot of people do, and you caught me in there putting a couple drops of 200-plus deadly poisons in there, there'd be something wrong with you if you didn't grab a shotgun out of your closet and blow me to kingdom come, or if you didn't beat the living daylights out of me. But when the government does it, oh, it's completely normal. All right, I'm going to shut up, go back to your calls after we got a break, and we've got Gerald Celente coming up, a big news blitz as well, in the last hour today. But I wanted to bring Steve Shank up because he's the founder, owner of the J. Michael Stevens Group, the biggest, most continually operating, highest quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, storable food. It's where I chose to get my storable food when I tried out a bunch of other places. And he's got a lot of new specials for people, and we're honored to have him on here with us today until we go to break. Steve, good to have you on with us. What did you think of that last rant?
Well, I loved it, Alex. We've been fighting that issue for a lot of years. in every community in this country, people are aware of that fluoride. It is toxic waste. It used to be left over from the aluminum industry, and now they're just creating it. It's just absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. We have so much going on. Not only are they putting junk in the water, but we've been working for 2 years now to try and get everything out of the supplies that we build. And we just came out with a new product line called Nutraversal Foods. And this is clear of hydrogenated oil, genetically altered stuff and everything. And I'll tell you what, just to get the poisons out of the raw materials that the foods are processed from is absolutely a huge job in this country right now, let alone the water situation. But I tell you what, I have to congratulate you on this last video that you put together. This is absolutely what everyone needs to get. The first step that they need to do is they need to get that, and then people have to realize in every country we've got our good service people over there fighting and dying in countries. Starting with Vietnam and all of these little brush fire and huge wars since then, losing those battles. And one of the things that folks have to realize is Saddam Hussein, before he was kicked out of power or taken out of power, told all of his people to put in what? Not ammunition to deal with this, with the oncoming onslaught, but food. Why did the Soviets get kicked out of Iraq? Because all those little buggers running around, they had old beat up rifles that couldn't even match the archaic stuff that we had from World War I. But they still kicked the Soviets out because the main thing that they did was they had food. Now what people have to do, they have to get your last DVD and they have to listen to it. And what they have to do once they've listened to that is realize that the only way that they can maintain their liberty and their chance at fighting this war is to be able to sustain themselves, because this system, you mentioned it just before you went into your little rant about the fact that they are going to pass legislation where people are not going to be able to even have their own gardens. The best way for people to have their own gardens, very simply right now, is to own the food. And we just came out with a new product, this Nutraversal stuff, that is absolutely phenomenal. It's pure food. It has better flavor than any restaurant you can get. It's priced better than you can buy groceries. And very simply, what it's put together to do, it comes in what we call a 7-day responder. This is a whole week's worth of food in a box that's 1 foot square and 4 inches deep, less than a third of a cubic yard, or cubic foot, I'm sorry. And what that does is it provides 2-cup meals. In other words, it provides twice the size, double meals, 3 meals a day plus snacks. And people literally can put this in that are challenged financially, can't put in a whole year's supply. They can put in a week at a time. They can put in 4 weeks at a time. And unless people have food at this point, with the way the system is going after our food supply, farmers are being put out of business. This process whereby they're increasing the cost of electricity for drying foods and working with the farmers, and they're going after the farmers for their emissions. They're claiming that this global warming fiasco is largely the result of farmers putting out more greenhouse gases than the entire transportation.
Yeah, they're saying they're going to tax all the farmers. They're going to tax all the farmers. Look, my reason for having horrible food, I promote whatever I do. What I think is good for Alex Jones, I tell everybody I think they should do. People can take it or leave it if they want. With all the talk of depression, the end of the dollar, with all this talk of war, with the way the whole world's going, 90% of people were self-sufficient in the Great Depression, and university studies say 7 million starved to death over the 9 years. Folks are insane. If they don't have food, firearms, gold, water filters, and food is the most important along with water. I have 3 1-year supplies of food from you. It lasts more than 10 years. I tested out other people's stuff. It was crap. The J. Michael Stevens Group is the way to go and be secure. You got 1 year supplies, 7 day supplies, month supplies. These are big, high quality, tasty meals that are dehydrated. You've got all different sorts of systems. People got to go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com today and stop procrastinating and order the food. And yes, it's a win-win-win because that's also a sponsor and supports us. It's all symbiotic, supporting each other that are fighting the globalists. Give people the toll-free number, Steve, so they can call.
It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Alex, I appreciate you.
800-409-5633. People can also call and get a free brochure. There's a lot of videos and materials on eFoods Direct. It's the letter E, then foodsdirect.com. Big banners on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and all our other major sites. 800-409-5633. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where I get my storable food. This is what I believe in. This is where I think you should go. Steve Shank, thank you so much for all you do. I know you've gone through hell to put out high-quality food when everybody else is putting out crap. Give him a call today, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to PureWaterFreedom.com.
How much will you save at PureWaterFreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3 months' supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Start taking your phone calls. Gerald Celente is coming up. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Start of the next hour. I was talking to Steve during the break. Steve, I'm flattered that you've already seen Fall of the Republic. I guess you watched it at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Absolutely. And I've got to say something. Listeners, you've heard Alex and I talk about food for a long time. We've talked about how it's going to save your bacon. But I've got to tell you, before you even think about the food, you have to watch Fall of the Republic. Because what Alex has done with this thing is a masterful job of summarizing all of the garbage that's being thrown at us in such a way that you can see exactly how it's going to affect you, exactly what you need to do, and then realize that every nation that has been come under the thumb of the New World Order has done it because people weren't able to sustain themselves and resist. The way that we're facing resistance with our own troops over there is the fact that these people, Saddam Hussein and some of the other leaders, tell their people to get food in. Well, we're telling you the same thing, but the first thing you got to do is get your head on straight and realize that what Alex is telling you is a summary of what's going to happen in this country. It's prophecy almost.
Well, we're going off their own battle plans and their own statements, but that's a good way to put it. The Fall of the Republic is a briefing. It's a 2-hour, 24-minute. The only pitfall is for the average mind-numb person. They may not have the attention span, but get them to watch it in two parts. And there's an online bibliography at fallrepublic.com, all the different articles we use. Kurt Nemo linked to quite a few of them. It's not as detailed as the whatistheendgame.com bibliography for Endgame. We've just been so busy. But the point is they can watch this film and then finally understand the left-right paradigm, see how the scam works, see who the enemies are. Well, regardless, Steve, thank you for all your support. Thank you for putting out high-quality food. This new line of the Nutraversal Foods is amazing. People should at least go read about it at eFoodsDirect.com or get a mail out to themselves by calling the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Steve, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Alex. Take care.
God bless you. Again, we got 2 hours coming up. Gerald Celente, your phone calls, a ton of news I haven't even gotten into yet. I'm like somebody who's got to march up a mountain. I'm kind of heavy breathing, bracing myself to march up this mountain with these two stacks of news I've got. They're all off the charts. But I wanted to go out to break with Sundown on the Union. You're going to make the decision on whether or not the globalists are successful in bringing down the Republic. Here's Bob Dylan.
Man, people come from Malaysia. Brazil took us from the Amazon. You know, this shirt I wear comes from the Philippines. And the car I drive is a Chevrolet. It was put together down in Argentina by a guy making 30 cents a day.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.